Welcome, moms, to our new podcast called Mommy and Baby Care, Episode 1. In this episode, we'll be talking about postpartum depression. So, the range of postpartum conditions are baby blues, postpartum depression, and postpartum psychosis. So, for baby blues, 50 to 85% of the new moms in the first 2 weeks have this. And then it's usually after birth. And there's, mild symptoms, and it goes away on its own.
With postpartum depression, it affects about 10 to 20% of new mothers in the first year after birth. There are moderate to severe symptoms. They are prolonged and last longer. They usually need some sort of treatment. And there's excessive crying, difficulty sleeping, insomnia, exhaustion, and then...
For postpartum psychosis, 0 to 1% of new mothers in the first 3 months after giving birth can have this. There's extreme and severe symptoms, and it's considered a psychiatric emergency for them, and you need meds and often be hospitalized. And you could also have delusions, some strange beliefs, hallucinations, and you may feel irritated. So in general, postpartum depression is literally Lisa?
It's the most common complication of pregnancy. It's an illness that causes feelings of extreme sadness, hopelessness, insomnia, and anxiety in women who have recently given birth. 10 to 15% of all new mothers and 25 to 30% of teenage mothers experience postpartum depression.
Thank you for watching episode 1.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome back, moms, to episode 2 of Mommy and Baby Care. In today's episode, we'll be talking about birth defects. So some facts about this is about 150,000 are born each year with birth defects. The parents of 1 out of 28 babies receive the news that their baby has a defect. There are over 4,000 known birth defects. Birth defects are the leading cause of death in the first year of life. So Lisa, what is a birth defect?
A birth defect is an abnormality of a structure, function, or body metabolism present at birth that results in physical or mental disability or is fatal. And what causes a birth defect?
Both genetic and environmental factors can cause birth defects. For about 60% of birth defects, the cause is unknown. And a single abnormal can cause a birth defect. Every human has about 100,000 genes. So, Lisa, what kind of birth defects are there?
There are malformations that are present at birth, such as longitudinal heart malformation. There are inborn errors in metabolism, like PKU. There is blood disorders, like sickle cell anemia. There are chromosomal abnormalities, like Down syndrome. And there are prenatal damage, which can be caused by drug use, diabetes, umbilical cord, premature, high blood pressure, or difficulty with labor.
Okay, thank you guys for watching episode 2 of our podcast. Thank you. Próxima.